Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of the Richter Scale TRS. I'm Jason Richter. With me, as always, Mr.
Destin Burford.
We want to send a big shout out to the United States, Germany, Belgium, Canada, Australia, Ireland, China, United Kingdom, Netherlands, Poland, Philippines, Denmark, Japan, Russia, and India. Thank you all.
I like
listening.
How you put United States in there.
Well, they're the first one.
Yeah, of course.
Because we're from the United States.
And that's in the order of what? How
and apparently, according to
country?
All the propaganda, we're number one, Dustin. Yeah, all of them according. It's like all according to country. Listening.
Yeah.
Anyway, we wanted to send a shout out to everybody listening out there. We really do appreciate you partaking in the show, listening to it.
We're international. It's great.
Sending us messages on the various social medias, which you can find us by looking. It's so much to say.
I don't know. It's just you know what to do.
TRSpodcast.com. And then just subscribe at whatever your favorite place to listen to the podcast.
Listen to it on things and other things. You don't even have to listen to it. You can just play it. And
just subscribe on as many devices as you can.
Turn the volume down. I don't care.
Yeah.
Just play it.
just play it and
but
just
also,
put mute.
You know, subscribe. What's the things that you're supposed to say? Rate, review, subscribe or something like that? Aren't the three?
You just nailed it.
Did I nail them?
Rate, review, and subscribe.
I might be good at this thing called podcasting.
Hey, speaking of which podcast, Adam Carolla, who's a very funny comedian, has a podcast, and he's got a new comedy set out on a website called chassis.com, chssy.com. Anyway, it's very non-PC, so if you offend easily, don't go listening to Mr. Carolla. But if you actually,
I think everyone
like
knows that by now. If you know anything about like
his comedy,
you remember the Man Show, right?
Oh, of course, Mr. Bertram used to do a character
like
on the radio. And
the end credits is, you know, everyone's looking forward to.
Yeah,
just women jumping on trampolines,
ladies jumping on trampolines, and ziggy zaggy.
You can't
oy.
Make that show anymore.
No, you can't.
Not gonna.
And you know, it's amazing to me that Kimmel gets a pass, right? Nobody ever brings up the Man Show to him. And says what
not
a
anymore,
chauvinist
yeah.
asshole he was, or this or that.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I guess he's not redeemed himself, but he has other. You know, it's like
he's moved on.
He's
matured.
Yeah,
he's the comedian's comedian now.
He's
well, that just guaranteed we'll never be on. Yeah. Well, speaking of never be on and Jimmy Kimmel and all things fascinating and Adam Carolla and non PC things. Here's a good one for you, Dustin.
Yeah, lay it on me.
This there's two big things in the automotive world. One is how much do you think the new Bugatti goes for?
Well, you did kind of blow your
but
load.
They don't
earlier,
know
but,
that.
Yeah, but I would guess
$2 million.
Maybe a couple million. Yeah, maybe five, maybe 10.
Right.
If you're getting crazy, right?
$10 million.
That's a lot.
So.
I mean, no car is worth $10 million.
No, fuck
but
no.
How much is this fucking Bugatti worth?
$19 million.
That's insane.
But there's $18.5 million in the glove compartment, and that's, you know, that's why it's worth $19
so,
million.
So, like, you know, this is like Saudi Arabian princes and stuff that, you know, like, they get, they don't just get the gold wrap that, like, Justin Bieber does. It's gold-plated.
Yeah, and like, the engine runs on, like,
yeah, on
baby's tears,
whatever it is. So whatever's most expensive,
I think baby tears are very expensive. You know,
cow farts
per quarter ounce in a bottle. You're looking at $25,000
but
it's $19 million for this thing. It's made out of like insane materials. All this most special.
Is it diamond encrusted?
Must be.
You know,
it
like how much? Why? How could it possibly
be that
possibly
expensive?
Be that expensive?
I don't know, but I can't even pronounce the name of the damn car. It's called La Voiture. See, if you're in France or you're a French speaker and you're listening, you can totally correct me on my pronunciation, but it's La Voiture Noire. It really rolls off the tongue if you don't say it screwed up like I just
did. Yeah.
Anybody that speaks French,
noir,
I apologize.
So it's that mean it's dark?
It's black on black, black on black, man.
Okay.
It's like
it's all black.
Yeah, it's all carbon fiber and all kinds of, you know, specially created.
Are there diamonds in the paint?
That's all you care about.
There's got to be something
in the paint.
There's got to be something more to it than that. Like there's just no way that a car can possibly cost that much money.
Unless it
was like handmade by.
Right. But it's Bugatti, which is they are going to hand make most of it.
Yeah, I guess.
Right? It's going to be custom. For $19 million, it better be. Yeah. There better not be one part I can walk into an auto parts store and pick up off the shelf other than a hose.
If I want a saltwater aquarium in the back of that thing, I'm going to get a saltwater aquarium.
I want a waterfall, and I want a tea service. You know, I want to have tea time in my car. No, but on the same day that Bugatti released this unbelievably expensive something or other, which apparently hasn't even been made yet, it's a concept car that's been...
It's not even...
I think they had a concept display, but they have to actualize it. So now they have to, like, make the thing run, and somebody did apparently order one, so they got to make it.
They got one order?
I believe so. Somebody ordered it. Man. It was the story I had read, but I could be wrong about it. And I also noticed that you and I just spread a lot of just bullshit about famous people. Apparently Bradley Cooper's wife or girlfriend is not pregnant. I didn't know that. I just was the last episode. If you listen, this is episode 12.
I learned
episode
that from
11.
You.
I know. I'm the one that's supposed to be doing the research on this crap, and I completely am spreading fake news. So to any celebrities that we've mistakenly said this or that or the other thing for, please note that we don't actually intend to offend or
upset
anybody.
We actually just don't know what we're talking about.
But, I'm waiting for the day that we say something wrong about a super, you know, some
and
celebrity.
And they listen to it and they're like, damn.
Well, no, some super fan gets in our business about it. Like, how could you talk about Gaga like that? Anyway, so on the same day the Bugatti released...
I do talk a lot of shit.
You do.
Yeah.
You do. But it's a natural order of things. It's the way it works.
I think everyone probably thinks I'm just a really depressed person.
No, listen to the last episode.
I apologize about the last episode. I brought up death so many times.
I don't know what you were on, man. You were like...
I don't know.
You were just having a little bit of a blue, you know, you had a little blue shadow over you that day. I don't know. Anyway... But the Bugatti thing is crazy, $19 million. But on the same day that this information about Bugatti's release, this $19 million super expensive waste of money for a car, there is the world's fastest car for $2 million.
Electric. It's got to be electric. Yeah.
Yes, sir. And it's
like a little RC car or big RC car.
It's fully electric. You can go 280 miles on a charge. It can go from 0 to 62 in under 2 seconds, from 0 to 185 in under 12.
That's pretty quick.
Top speed of 250 miles an hour. You're out the door with that bad boy for 2 million pounds.
I don't now so you,
like
now
what,
you
like
start
3 million American, 2.5 million American.
That's not I mean, it was better than 19.
Non-funny money. That's I'm kidding. The only money that matters in the world. No, I'm kidding.
That's got to be like, there's a point in time when you make a car so fast off the line like that to where now people are passing out when they step on the gas pedal. Like the G-forces are just so extreme. That's really fast. You said 0 to 60 in 2 seconds?
Yeah, so here is the basic stats that the company claims.
Stats.
The Batista does 0 to 62 miles an hour in less than 2 seconds. 186 miles. It's insane. 186 miles an hour in less than 12 seconds.
It's faster than a jet.
And has a top speed of 250 miles an hour and does a 280-mile charge. But I cannot guarantee that at that speed.
I'm sure if you're going from 0 to 60 in less than 2 seconds and you're
going
250 miles an hour, you're probably going to make it about 20 miles down the road.
You think 20? That's it? You think that's 20?
Sucking power out. Like
I was being generous. I thought maybe 50 miles you'd get.
But if you drive it like a grandma, maybe you can get 200 miles out of that, which is, that's all right.
Well, I've come to find out
every now and again, if you want to just get away from people, zip.
I've come to
gone.
Find out that 200, 300 miles on an electric car is quite a serious charge.
That's a big battery.
Yeah.
Will maybe catch on fire one day.
And it just doesn't seem, it doesn't seem like it's that long, the far of a distance. You know what I mean? That it doesn't really, like in my gas powered car, but most cars aren't going further than 300, 400 miles on one tank anyway, unless you're in a damn Prius or something.
If you can get basically the range of a small economy car tank, like gas tank, one fill up, you're doing pretty well.
And not bad.
You're filling up every night. When you go home, you plug it in, and it's
I think I'd read somewhere that the Batista's curb weight was the same as a Ford Fiesta.
It's probably super light.
It's that light. Like that's unbelievable.
I would think so. I mean, less weight. The batteries have to push around.
And including less, have you ever been in a car with a really large individual? Slows the car down.
It definitely changes the physics of it.
It changes the physics of the car. I mean, that's just the more weight, the less she goes. This is just basic 101, yeah. Baby.
I mean,
gotta love them public schools. We are learning good.
We done did it.
We done
we
did
tried
it
out.
Speaking of dumbasses, there's a lot of them around the world, and I want to highlight
no.
one of them. Yeah. Since we are an international show, I figured we'd talk about some international news. A guy in Czech Republic.
Is it Czech Republic or is it Czechoslovakia?
I think it's just the Czech Republic now. Okay, I think yeah. Slovakia is its own country.
It's moved around a bit. I mean,
well, what do we? We don't live next to this stuff, and then we
I
get.
Don't know.
We look like idiots.
I don't really know the politics about.
So, anyway, this guy had
I know
lions.
They have good wormwood.
Absinthe? That's the only thing you can think of?
I can think of.
They drink a lot of like hallucinatory booze. And
I traveled out there once, but I went around Czechoslovakia. It was Austria and Germany, and that was it. You know.
Well, Europe is beautiful. I mean, it's
great.
Beautiful place.
There's all sorts of cool places there. Yeah.
So this guy had illegally owned a male and a female lion. And he was a nuisance in this one little Czech town that he lived in. And built like an illegal pen for them, and the mayor and the people that own the town.
Well, he didn't let them just like roam around the.
No, he had a pen for them, but he would let them out into the neighborhood, and bad things did occasionally like almost happen.
Why would you do that?
Well, they ate him. The lions.
Kind of like a Siegfried and Roy deal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They said, you know what, that walking lunch that's always around, that it's preserved, it's time to crack that seal.
You know what, I'm going to bite the hand that feeds me. I'm going to eat the hand that feeds me.
Literally.
I'm going to eat the rest of the body.
Yeah. So this guy, the father, unfortunately, found this guy, Mr. Prasik's body inside the cage with one of, I think, the male. But he had a pair for breeding. And apparently was in a big fight with the city council over it and the neighbors. Everybody was basically mad that he had put lions in the neighborhood. And can you really blame him? I mean,
yeah, I think I'd be against that.
Can you imagine if your neighbor came home with a lion?
I'm pretty sure my HOA doesn't allow lions.
You think somebody would want to call you and talk to you about that? Hey, so how you doing there, Dusty?
I could have sworn I saw a lion.
Real big cat.
Yeah.
Real big.
I heard it roaring.
And it's spraying quite a bit.
Yeah.
Apparently, it owns this entire building now and everything in it. Yeah, so this guy got mauled to death, and apparently the town wasn't all that sad about it. And the mayor was quoted as saying, well, that takes care of one problem, or something like that. Like, it's a really messed up story.
So what did they do with the lions? Did they just euthanize them? Or?
Yeah, they had to kill
the lions. I guess
they
probably had to.
Apparently they
got the taste of human blood.
Well, they had to put him down to get in there to get to his body.
So they just, yeah.
And I don't know all of the details of it, and that's really sad. But,
oh, God, that sounds messy.
But my favorite part is the mayor saying, today's incident will perhaps finally help to resolve this long-term problem. Oh, I think it's been resolved. The guy with the lions is dead, and you killed the other cats he had. Problem solved.
I hope this is the only person. I mean, it's not a common problem, right, in other cities and towns and...
I don't know. I know that in L.A., Los Angeles County, an individual is only allowed to own up to 5 chickens because they had a big chicken problem here.
How many tigers can you own?
I don't know. I don't think you can own one.
I don't think you can.
I don't know, but also, why would you want to? That's a big headache. That's a big animal.
No,
it's never going to love you like a friend. Like, it's a wild animal. And people talk about, oh, they're smart and they this and that, and I'm like, sure. You go ahead and run up and pet the pretty lion. No.
Certain things you shouldn't have as a pet.
No.
Like a giant tortoise? Probably not.
No.
Like,
you know, a 12-foot boa constrictor that could literally suffocate and swallow you whole in your bed. Not a good idea to keep in the house around the kiddos. No. It's not a good idea.
No.
You know? A lion, you know, is not a good... It's how much bigger is a lion than Barry, your cat?
I mean, Barry's a
25 times bigger?
He's a pretty big cat, but I mean, that lion's got to have like 400 pounds on
at least.
On Barry.
Yeah. It's like, would be no match, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, no.
Can you imagine trying to clean that mess up? Anyway, we're going to clean this mess up and take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Richter Scale TRS. Hey guys, thanks for listening to the Richter Scale. Please subscribe to the show. Check out trspodcast.com. Go to iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Wherever you can subscribe, please subscribe, and thanks for listening.
Smash that subscribe button.
Hey, and welcome back to the program. I'm Jason Richter.
Dustin Burford.
This is episode 12. Anyway, before we went to the break, we were talking about this guy getting mauled to death by a bunch of lions in Czech.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. And switching right over to, you ever stayed at Airbnb, Dustin?
I have.
Yeah.
And actually only twice. Mm-hmm. And I haven't really been disappointed. It actually worked out pretty well. It was a good price and,
yeah,
like, you know, it is what it is.
It's convenient.
Yeah.
It can be.
Yeah.
And I've used it and I've had, you know, basically good experiences with it.
I mean, depending on the price and
now your parents have used it and had a crappy experience with it.
That one was a weird one. So they came out to visit, you
right,
know, and we're in the valley and my mom waited a little too late to, I should have done it for her, you right know, whatever.
She booked it late.
I was like, check out this cool thing called Airbnb.
That's all it
takes.
Like,
okay, I'll try it out. Sure.
Sure.
She waited a little too late and then ended up, basically it was an apartment complex.
Right.
And when we first got there, and they got in pretty late at night.
Right.
And somehow got the key.
Sure.
I don't know exactly how
it was like an
happened
ordeal, but they got weird the key.
It was kind of like doing a drug deal to get the key.
Anyway, like late at night, and so, you drop it in this box.
So
the guy comes around and will take the money and then come back with the dope. And then there's your key. No,
yeah,
it was some wacky, screwy thing. I remember you telling me about this.
Yeah,
a little bit.
So we get in.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, the room's up the stairs and, you know, at the back. I'm like, okay, that's
odd.
Go in. Dude's on a couch, wakes up. Hey.
What's up? Just dude on the couch.
Okay, there's a dude on the couch.
You pay extra for that.
We got that, first of all.
You pay extra for the dude on the couch.
Keep in mind, my parents are staying there. I'm
right
at my house, but I just don't have space for anyone else.
Right.
I would have bought a blow-up mattress.
Had you known.
Had I known. But
no, hindsight is everything, you know. It's
diving deeper into it. So
2020.
Go up the stairs, and what do we hear?
What?
It's like newborn or something.
Oh,
screaming,
no.
Screaming.
Wow.
And
wasn't it dirty, though? This place was dirty, right? Like, there was, like, dirty towels everywhere and
clean,
shit.
Clean.
Yeah.
By any means. Anyway, so they go into their room.
Right.
And it's basically a mattress on the floor. And it's probably more put together than, you know, the other rooms in the house that people were actually living in. And there must have been like probably six people in that house.
Oh,
and,
my God.
Apartment. Excuse
That's
me. Apartment at the time.
Unbelievable. Yeah. That's unbelievable.
And they were renting that shit out.
Wow.
Which is like, maybe they need to vet these people a little bit better.
Well, I don't know how. I thought Airbnb had like some process. Maybe it's not. Maybe just sign up
around
and it's
it
like you're
somehow.
You're in the deal.
These people got around it.
Yeah.
So they go in and after a while, it's like, okay, well, we'll try it out for a night. And
I can't believe they stuck it out for a night.
Turns out half of that room is this like really shoddy like vocal booth for
like hip hop room
for rappers.
Oh no. Oh my God.
There was like, you know, crappy foam up on the walls and stuff.
Wow.
And like, I think they spray painted it to make it look a little cooler, but
right,
it was just like a piece of wood, you know, sticking out of the corner of the room. It was very weird.
Yeah. Well, at least they didn't get murdered.
That's true.
Because there's a story about murdered a guy that literally couldn't pay his Airbnb bill and they killed him over it. $150.
That seems like some mob shit.
Three guys pinned this guy down and their intent was to scare him, beat him up, cause him to lose consciousness, but not kill him because they wanted to teach him a lesson about paying his debt.
Sounds like some mob shit.
It totally does. And they killed him on accident, apparently accidentally. I don't know how it could be accidentally when they admitted to beating him up to try to teach
him
a lesson.
Him out.
Yeah, they choked him to death, basically. No, so what happened was, it was somewhere, in, I guess in Australia, And this had happened a couple of years ago.
And this is through Airbnb.
Yeah, and so the thing was that this guy had paid for the room like you would normally have to through Airbnb, right? You have to pay up front. And then negotiated a secondary deal. Like, he had been there for a couple of days, and it was time for him to go, and said, can I have a couple more days, and I'll add, you know, X amount of dollars, and everybody agreed to it. And then he got to, you know, the moment of truth. He had to pay, and he only had 10 bucks on him or something, and they decided they were going to kick his ass over
it. So it wasn't, like, through the app or anything like that. It was just like, hey.
Initially, yes.
Okay.
And then it was like, and they made this little side deal.
It's like, okay, well,
but then
I just
Airbnb
want to
had to release a statement. Had to release a statement saying that they don't condone this sort of thing, this abhorrent behavior. And I was like, geez, I hope not.
Well,
like, I don't want to get killed for my Airbnb bill.
The reason there's an app for that thing,
yeah,
you know? It's you don't start making side deals with someone just because you're like, oh yeah, it's a cool place. I don't know,
right? But even if you do, it's like, all right, now you're taking the risk that they're not going to be able to pay you. You don't have the funds secured up front.
Did you sign a contract with them? No, probably not.
I mean, I certainly don't believe this guy expected to get killed over this, but I mean, you just don't do this sort of thing.
Do you think he expected to get scared?
I think they expected to scare the shit out of him. And
do you
end
think
up killing
he was
him.
Expecting something like that? I mean, how big was this bill that he fucking racked up?
It was $150.
That was it.
They killed him over $150.
It wasn't more. There wasn't something extra in there.
$150.
There wasn't a tiger involved.
No, I know. I wish. Right? There's some wild animal that mauled him. No. $150. They got upset with the guy, and it was like three of them living
in
the...
I don't think death is worth $150.
It was three roommates, and they were renting out an extra room for Airbnb or whatever to make some extra dough. And this guy didn't have the money, and they decided they were going to...
scare him a little bit.
Teach him a lesson, and they taught him a hell of a lesson, a permanent one.
Well, I'm sure they're all going to get taught a lesson as well.
Well, so. I guess two of them are in jail for manslaughter, and the third one they think is going to go down for murder, but they haven't. It's got to be, you know, it's the Australian system, so it's a little different. They have to weigh it all out.
Either way, it's murder. So, you know.
It sounds like basically just murder to me. I mean, $150, you couldn't pay it. That's not a reason
sounds
to kill
pretty
somebody.
Murderous, yeah. I mean, that's not even enough to take it to small claims court. Like,
$200, now I'm going to take you out back and shoot you. Like, you know, but $150, yeah, you're under the radar. You're all right.
You add that extra $50, though.
Yeah. Oof. Now you're talking about the cost of bullets and the cost of time, and I got to find a shovel. It's so terrible, though, man. I have heard some horror stories. I luckily have never had any with any of those. Nothing where I've any of the ride shares. I haven't had bad experience.
Yeah,
Airbnb,
mean,
no bad experience. I don't know if I'm just lucky.
It's easy to find reputable things on Airbnb, but you know,
it also requires
trying
like
to find something last minute. It's not. Mm.
Yeah, it requires a little bit of research on your part and common sense.
Yeah,
but it does. It does sort of take the veil off of what it, you know, you have to be, you're in a stranger's home. I mean, just because you're paying and just because, you know, there's a website and there's this and that and the other thing, you're in somebody's home. You don't know who they are. So you have to be careful. You do.
Right. And you want to make sure to pay them. That's why you use Airbnb. If you don't pay Airbnb, then Airbnb sends you to collections or whatever.
It has
nothing to do with the other person.
They made the little side deal, and that's what got everybody into trouble. That side deal stuff,
man. Stop doing the side deal
No
shit.
Side deal stuff. Oh, by the way, speaking of side deals, gambling, betting, very, very tragic thing going on at Santa Anita. Another horse died.
It makes 21 now, right?
Yeah. So yeah. I don't know if the audience knows this, and we'll just bring them up to
and
speed.
And I don't really understand the whole thing.
Well, it has something to do with the tracks, but that's what they say, but I don't really know. So just to give everybody the background to catch them up.
It's been mysterious. Sort
if you're not familiar with Southern California, Santa Anita is a world-famous racetrack.
Yeah.
I guess it's not world-famous if I have to explain it. But anyway, it's a racetrack.
It could be a little nicer.
Horse racing track.
World-famous. It's kind of dingy.
But
it's
a fun
place.
Opening day?
I like to go there. It's
fun.
I don't know any of the horses. I just bet on whoever I think is like...
Right.
Whoever is a cooler name.
I guess it's, you know, it's not PC anymore to bet on horses, but it... But it's fun, and I do on occasion.
And they still do it, so we're not going to stop that.
As far as I know, those horses are treated incredibly well. Now, since the past, in 3 months, they've had almost 20...
To put them down.
Yeah, they've had almost 21 deaths now, or at 21, horse-related, you know, where the horse broke a, you know, an ankle or
broke something to where they had to put it down.
They had, yeah, it was basically catastrophic, yeah, and they had to put it down. And they're saying it's a result of this track and the issues that they're having with the track. So I read today the latest was that the track itself is closed indefinitely because there was, yes, yet another.
There course. Were two. There were two more. I think it was 19, and then they closed it, and then they reopened it again, and then two more died.
And now it's closed permanently
because apparently this track is like fucked beyond repair. Well, I guess. I mean,
it's a horse murdering track.
Apparently, like, did it? Okay, so and they blame it all on the rain. The current weather, like just tons of rain.
Something to do with
did
the track.
Did it turn it into concrete? Did it turn it into fucking lava?
I don't know.
Why are horses just dying because of this?
Like they're getting stress fractures from the packed clay,
so they,
or something.
Expect,
I don't know.
They expect the track to be a certain way, and they're hitting it too hard now, and they're breaking bones.
I guess so. And I had no idea that a track was that important to the races. I mean, that tells you how much of a race,
yeah,
enthusiast
I mean,
I am.
I had no clue that, yeah, that they would kill horses. I mean,
like a hard packed track.
It doesn't kill them, but they put them down later because it's like they just fracture their bones, and it's like
it's basically killing them. It causes an injury.
They may not be able to stand up, you know?
Yeah, it causes an injury that's like unrecoverable.
Yeah.
And you imagine if you're a 1,300 pound animal, your legs are everything. If you lose your leg, you're kind of.
I would think if I was hurting a little bit, I'd probably slow down, or you know, like.
But they don't. They don't do that because they're trying to please
rider.
The rider. They're like, trying to make the rider happy, right? That's why he's whipping him with the thing. And
I mean, they're kind of like lemmings, where you tell them what to do and they'll do it. You know.
Well, I don't know what goes on in the mind of a horse, but we should have Mr. Ed on.
But,
ask him. But I do know this, that it's unusual. I mean, as far as we all know, but until I heard about Santa Anita and all this stuff going on, I had no idea that horses got injured that severely at racetracks. And
because of tracks.
Put down. Yeah,
yeah.
I had no idea.
Which is really bizarre to me.
Does make me think that maybe we shouldn't. Maybe this isn't such a hot idea if the risk is that 50% of the time a horse is going to have an injury and have to be put down.
Is it guaranteed that it was the tracks, or was it like some
I don't
sort
know.
Of like flesh-eating disease that was going through the stables?
No. It's definitely like bad injuries. It's
like,
injuries.
Like,
and they say it's because
related.
Of the track. Yeah. They say that the warm-up track, the test track, or whatever they have, the practice track is fine, but the actual racetrack itself, there's an issue. And they don't know what it is.
It's packed down into death mud, apparently. It's.
I wonder if they do. They have like ultrasounds or something they can put on the track and like look into the earth to see what's going on in the pack.
You don't have to go down that far. You just get a shovel.
And
you
just,
know,
like,
but it's
clean
like,
it.
Why don't they just like resurface the track?
I think they may have done that. I don't think that's helping. I think it's something more.
That seems like some fucking voodoo shit. Then I don't know what's going on, but.
It also could be like a bunch of horses that were sickly that they put out on that track and that somebody's got a lot of
they're
insurance on.
Yeah,
and they're like, you know what? We're going to run this on. Then, oh, the horse broke its leg. We got to put it down. There's $50 million.
Damn.
It's getting paid. I don't know, but those things are insured for a lot of money. I mean,
it's a weird thing because it was always, you know, for the last couple weeks, it's been touted as like a mystery. But
yeah.
It's like, is it really the track or is it like parvo or something that went through?
I think it's
and
the
like,
they say it's all physical injuries. They're reporting physical injuries. So it's not parvo. It's not.
How could it possibly
a virus.
Be dirt that kills 21 horses?
I don't know, because I was always told that dirt don't hurt.
Until you slide on it, yeah.
Until you run at 40 miles an hour with 1,500 pounds of body across it.
And evidently, rain does not help that.
It's no good for the track, apparently. It's no good.
Turns it into lava.
Turns your mind into mush, into lava. No, I don't know. It was really sad, though. And I know it's been around for a really long time. And now I'm kind of wondering if I should have went before they closed it indefinitely. Because unlike you, I actually like going to the track
occasionally. It'll be open again. They just need to figure out like who put the spikes underneath the.
No, really.
Dirt, like
it makes you wonder, right?
Are there grenades under there? What
sabotage?
What's happening?
Some kind of I thought the same thing. My mind went to the same place yours just did, which was somebody's tampering with the track, right? Like somebody doesn't want these horses doing this, or somebody doesn't want this to happen because they think it's cruel to animals or something, and so now they're gonna cause something. I mean, that's where my mind goes immediately because I'm so suspicious of people. You know, like.
People
are up to no good.
What if you went out there when it was raining and just poured a bunch of quickcrete onto the track? Now there's going to be chunks of concrete in there.
But I think they would have found that. It's got to be more.
You'd think so. I mean, I don't know.
I don't
know.
Is it
a conspiracy? Is it Alex Jones worthy?
Tune in and find out next time on How to Kill a Horse.
Anyway, it is our time is about up.
But, it is about up. So,
but if anyone knows anything about the horse killings in San Antonio,
don't bother us with it. Just you know,
no, whatever. Keep it to yourself.
Keep it to yourself. We don't care. Anyway, you've been listening to the Richter Scale, trspodcast.com. Rate, review,
subscribe.
Subscribe?
Mostly subscribe.
Is it a question, Dusty, or is it a statement?
Also, if you rate it, I mean, come on, we're pretty funny.
Ha, ha, ha. Five stars.
You know, stars, numbers, whatever it is.
Whatever it is. All right, guys, thanks a lot for listening. We'll see you next time on the Richter Scale.